Just a few halachot in the laws of Asher Yatzar. The question was asked in halacha, a person was in the middle of making the beracha of Asher Yatzar after he came out of the bathroom, and he heard Kaddish, or he heard Nagdishach, or he heard Barechu. So the question he had was, is he allowed to answer Nagdishach, Kaddish, Barechu, Amen, in the middle of the beracha of Asher Yatzar? Well, it's clear that when he says Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, when he's starting the beracha, we cannot interrupt at all. Once already you say Baruch Ata Hashem, you have to continue the beracha Elokeinu Melech HaOlam without hefsek. However, once already you said the words Asher Yatzar, meaning you started the beracha, now already you considered the emsa. The law of Asher Yatzar is the law of Emsa Kiryat Shema, or the Berachot of Kiryat Shema. And just like you could answer Kaddish in the Berachot of Yotzer, for example, the first five Amenim, and according to the Kafayim, you can even answer Yeshemen Abba Mevarach Til Damiran Be'alma, so too in Asher Yatzar Halakha says, after you said Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Asher Yatzar, once you hear Kaddish, you answer Amen, Yeshemen Abba Mevarach, and Til Damiran Be'alma, for that matter, Barichu, you answer Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Kadosh, 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 Hashem Sivad Melukhaz Kavod in the Kedushah, and Baruch Kevod Hashem Mekomo. However, we do not answer Amen to other Berachot, just like in the Berachot of Kiryat Shema, where we don't answer Amen. So it's a big Hadush. In Asher Yatzar, you are allowed to be Mafsik, you should be Mafsik. That's the first halakha. That actually comes from the Chayi Adam, Tal He Ot Yud Gimel, Halakham David brings it down in Halakha Brura, Halak Aleph Daf Kuf Lamed Bet. On Kuf Lamed Gimel, he brings out another halakha. Let's say a person came out of the bathroom. He didn't have a chance to wash his hands yet. And all of a sudden he has Kaddish, or he has Kedushah. Is he allowed to answer Kaddish or Kedushah before he washed his hands? So Bevadai, if he has a chance to wash his hands on his clothes, meaning rub his hands against his clothes just to make a shifshuf, for sure he should do that. And then answer. However, if he doesn't even have time to do that, halakha says he's allowed to answer Kaddish and Kiddushah even before he actually washes his hands. I read inside, Imachar, Sheyatzal Nekabav Kodim Sheyetol Yadav Shema Beracho, Beracha Mahavero, or Kaddish, or Kiddushah. Bevadai Im Yamtin Ad Sheyetol Yadav Mafsid, for sure if he's going to wait, what? To wait to wash his hands, he's going to lose out. Ya'ane Amen. Ahara Beracha, or Ahara Kaddish, or Kedyane Kiddushah. Ve'im yaspik tov yotesh shekodem shi'ani yeshafshef yadav bebidi demanke. You can wash his hands with something, a rock, a stone, the table, kotel, koram, mitpa'at, kasheh, or besadir, or mebapa, begadav, mekom makom, im shefshef biyadav. And again, mekomot ha-mechusim, eno rashay lebarech kodem shi'yenake et yadav. Okay, it's another halakha, but again, Halakha would say that he can answer. Preferably, he should wash his hands on his begadim or on another item that would cause his hands to become clean without the use of water.